There is no doubt that this is a day for goodbyes. After 16 years in office, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will today be officially farewelled with a military ceremony. She's chosen, as all leaders do at this point, three songs to be performed by a marching band during the military tattoo. Is that a favourite of yours? German punk rocker Nina Hagen. I loved her in my youth. Her song, You Forgot the Colour Film, which is apparently one of Angela Merkel's favourites because it's one of her three chosen songs for her retirement ceremony, a kind of military tattoo goes punk. Fabulous. The choice has left some Germans wondering how well they really know the outgoing Chancellor. One man who knows Angela Merkel well is her biographer, Stefan Cornelius. He's the author of Angela Merkel, the authorised biography. He joins us from Berlin. Stefan, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hello, Fran. Good morning.
Angela Merkel's predecessors, Gerhard Schröder and Helmut Kohl, picked more conventional music for their leaving ceremonies, Frank Sinatra's My Way and Beethoven's Ode to Joy. What's been the reaction to the outgoing Chancellor's choice of a 1974 Nina Hagen punk hit?
Well, I think she gives us something to think about, even on her last day on the job, or probably one of the last days. She will actually be replaced next week. She has chosen some conventional melodies as well. We will hear Johann Sebastian Bach, and we will hear Hildegard Knef. But Nina Hagen is an East German icon, and she's basically representing Angela Merkel's youth. And the song you just heard pretty much plays when in the time when Angela Merkel was in her 20s and vacationing on the summer beaches on the Baltic Sea. And probably this brings back some memories for her.
Well, probably it's what she's dreaming of happening again, perhaps. It's an angry lament about a boyfriend only taking a black and white film on their holiday. She sings, "No one will believe how beautiful it was here." There's a lot of interpretation going on of the lyrics, I noticed. Some interpreting it as covert criticism of the Socialist Republic. It's grey and drab every day. Is there anything to be read into this beyond, as you say, the blue seas?
Well, I think a little bit of East German romanticism and a kind of reminder that we should be a bit more nuanced in our verdict about East Germany. Angela Merkel, for the past month, had a couple of occasions where she pointed out that the kind of attitude West Germans brought towards the East is simply not satisfying for her. And I think she's recovering her own East German past. This is good for the unity of the country. This is good for self-esteem of East German people, where still this kind of feeling of to be degraded is widely be found. So I think that's sort of a last service to her youth and to her former country.
Yeah, so it's interesting to hear. I did not know that there's still this kind of divide, in a sense. It's still very much present, is it? East and West.
Well, it is present. It is coming up annually, basically, at the Day of Unification, where we do soul-searching and look at how each side is feeling. But if you look at the electoral map, for example, you will find the East voting predominantly right-wing. If you look at sort of the vaccination map, you will find the East not being vaccinated.
Right.
So, yes, there is an East-West divide, and it's still alive.
Angela Merkel is being asked, of course, what will she do now after 16 years of Chancellor? Her predecessors, a number of them moved into the private sector. Helmut Schmidt became a co-publisher of a weekly newspaper. Helmut Kohl earned good money as a lobbyist and advisor. Gerhard Schröder controversially took up a job with the gas pipeline company Nord Stream. Any hints of what Angela Merkel is planning to do on retirement?
Well, she definitely will not repeat her predecessor's plans. She's not venturing into business. She hasn't announced officially what she's doing. There's many rumors. She will certainly take some time out, probably 2-3 months, and then I suspect we'll see her again in some international format, probably with former other big shots like Barack Obama or others. She's a well-known figure on the international scene. And since she has this academic and scientific side, I could also imagine that she builds up some kind of network with universities and does kind of benevolent work there.
And as she's being farewelled, is there a sense that she's been, a positive forward-looking force for the company, for the country, or are people starting to look at, the shortcomings? How much of that's going on?
Well, no, she's actually riding remarkably high in the polls. She's esteemed very, very highly, and so I guess she has a pretty sentimental farewell moment where the country looks back on 16 extremely well calm and prosperous and successful years without much turmoil, despite the world being in so much turmoil. I think reminiscing will start soon. The new coalition will face huge problems. COVID is pretty high again. Europe is facing a couple of pretty harsh decisions, and so I guess Angela Merkel will bask in some glorifying moments soon.
And the new Chancellor Olaf Scholz sworn in. When will he be sworn in?
Next week, December 6th. All right, will be the day.
Stefan, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Stefan Kornelius is Angela Merkel's official biographer. And I just have to leave you with this quote. Angela Merkel is being asked, as I say, about what she's going to do next. And she says she wants time to think about what really interests me. And then she said this: after that, maybe I'll try to read something. Then my eyes will start to close because I'm tired. Then I'll take a little nap and then we'll see where I pop up. I know exactly how she feels.